Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 5th of April 2024 is Rabri class submarine. The Rabri class consisted of two submarines built for the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes, Yugoslavia from 1929 on, by Vickers Armstrong in the United Kingdom. Launched in 1927, the boats were named Rabri, Brave, and Nebojsa, Fearless. Their design was based on that of the British L-class submarine of World War I, and they were built using parts from L-class submarines that were never completed. The Rabri class were the first submarines to serve in the Royal Yugoslav Navy, KM, and after extensive sea trials and testing they sailed from the UK to the Adriatic coast of Yugoslavia, arriving in April 1928. They were armed with six bow-mounted 533mm, 21-in, torpedo tubes, two 102mm, 4-in, deck guns, one QF2-pounder, 40mm, 1.6-in, L-39 anti-aircraft gun and two machine guns. Their maximum diving depth was restricted to 55 metres, 180 feet, by Yugoslav naval regulations. Prior to World War II, both submarines participated in cruises to Mediterranean ports. In 1930, Nebojsa was damaged in a collision with a merchant ship. In 1933 to 1934 both boats were refitted, their superstructure was extensively modified and the 2-pounder gun on each submarine was replaced with a single 13.2mm, 0.52-in, Hotchkiss M1929 anti-aircraft machine gun. By 1938 the class was considered to be obsolete, but efforts to replace the two old boats with modern German coastal submarines were stymied by the advent of World War II, and the class remained in service. Immediately before the April 1941 German-led Axis invasion of Yugoslavia, the two boats conducted patrols in the Adriatic Sea. Rabri was captured by the Italians at the time of the Yugoslav surrender in mid-April, and after an inspection she was scrapped. Nebojsa evaded capture and made it to Egypt to join the British Royal Navy, RN. Along with other vessels and crews that had escaped during the invasion, Nebojsa formed part of the KM in exile, which operated out of eastern Mediterranean ports under the operational command of the RN. Nebojsa was overhauled and initially served with RN submarine forces in the Mediterranean Sea as an anti-submarine warfare training boat. At the end of 1941 the RN prohibited her from diving and she was employed as a battery charging station for other submarines. In May 1942 her crew were removed and placed in a British military camp following a revolt by Yugoslav generals based in Egypt, and she received an almost entirely RN crew. Nebojsa underwent another extensive overhaul by the RN, then she was briefly utilized for training in Beirut. The boat was formally handed back to the KM in exile in mid-1943, after which she underwent a further substantial refit. Nebojsa eventually made her way to Malta where the headquarters of the KM in exile was then located. After the war in Europe ended, Nebojsa was transferred to the new Yugoslav Navy and renamed Tara. She was used in a static training role until 1954, when she was stricken. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:33 UTC on Friday, the 5th of April 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Rabri class submarine. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Emma Neural.